It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca.
Look out below! Oh, boy!
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Say, it was on this day in 1781 that Uranus was discovered. The Garner Andrews Show players will now present a dramatization as to how Uranus got its name. Places, everybody. Action.
Okay, everybody. Everybody, your attention, please. As you probably are aware, I discovered a new planet yesterday. I'm kind of a big deal, and well, I thought I'd throw it out to you little people to come up with a name for this planet. Any ideas? Anybody?
I have an idea.
Professor Theodore?
Yes, sir. I believe we should call this new planet Romulus Quasar 9.
Whoa. That is quite possibly the dumbest idea for a planet name I've ever heard. As a matter of fact, you know where you can shove that idea.
End scene. And that is how Uranus got its name. Now, silence. Silence, I say. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pit load of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
Gas to go. Sonic.
Hey, Garner. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. I just wanted to call in and let you know how much I've enjoyed talking about Uranus today. I got up nice and early and it just hit the spot.
Now, are you being facetious or did you actually enjoy our dramatization as to how Uranus got its name?
I did actually really like it. And I'll keep that dirty story for myself.
Yeah. I want to high five. I'm going to give a virtual high five right now to the guy that filed the paperwork to name Uranus, Uranus.
I'll give him a high five, too.
How did he blow that one by? Like, he must have named that one at, like, 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, and the clerk down at the planet naming office was, like, already had mentally checked out, was already on the 7th hole, and then just stamp the paperwork.
The Gas to Go podcast.
You must have some of the best topics I've ever heard in the radio in the morning when I'm having a coffee.
Now, you're not upset by Salute to Uranus, are you?
I think it's brilliant. Actually, what I was going to call you about is I was watching this Planet Earth DVD, and it's funny. You notice how if you listen to a British person say Uranus, it's Uranus?
Uranus?
Yeah, we must make it sound as unoffensive as humanly possible.
I would argue that you're drawing more attention to the name by saying Uranus. And every now and again, you'll hear a guy with our accent who will pronounce it Uranus, hoping to dodge that the little snickers from the audience.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
You're making it worse.
You are, because everybody and their dog sits there and goes, "That's not how you say it."
Yeah.
You need it to be called that.
The guy that named Uranus he's like that guy that walked into the motor vehicle registry office and blew some sort of sketchy personalized plate by them.
Yeah, that's right.
They didn't catch it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like Yay 420 or Dr. Ben Dover.
Yeah.
But this guy, this mental giant, did it on an interplanetary scale.
Really, and that's something that should be award worthy. I mean, they've got to have something.
I want to find out who he was, and I'm going to put his poster up in my living room. Right on that wall where the giant vase full of sticks now sits.
I agree.
Yeah. Hey, what is your first name?
It's Mike.
Mike, have a good weekend, okay? I'm going to have to go home and move that giant vase full of sticks so I can hang up that poster. I'm going to do it.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast.
This is the first time I've ever heard anybody call Uranus. And you know what? It's no better because the first thing that ran through my mind was urine.
That's right. You can't win. Just pronounce it the way it's supposed to be pronounced. We'll all have a little giggle, and then we'll move on. And like I was saying, really, really early this morning, you were probably still riding a unicorn through the Milky Way and sliding down rainbows into pools full of moonbeams and Skittles. But we were talking about Uranus and how my one wish for you is that when you're 70 or 80 years old and you're sitting in your rocking chair on the front porch of that crappy old folks home your estranged children put you in because it was cheap, I hope that you'll still get a little smile on your face when the guy on the radio makes a sweet Uranus gag.
I think the original name for it was actually Sphincter 69.
You go sit on the timeout bench.
Okay.
Radio timeout. What's your name?
Cynthia.
Cynthia, don't speak until you're spoken to again.
Yes, sir.
That was uncalled for. Funny, but uncalled for.
It's the Garner Andrews Show to go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, available for free at sonic1029.com.
I got a quick forbidden lust for you, buddy.
Oh, good. I love this.
Flo, the progressive insurance girl.
She is the new number one on the forbidden lust list. You would not
Yeah,
you would not believe how many guys have got it bad for Flo from Progressive Insurance.
I know, eh?
And she's a good one, too, because you look at her and you go, I'm confused. Up is down, down is up.
What do I do?
Yeah. Now, way to go. What's your first name?
It's Jeremy.
Jeremy, you guys need to start a Facebook group. There probably is one already. Forbidden Lust, Flo from Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that's a great idea, Garner.
You know, yeah, it is a good idea. Facebook is something you'll find on the internet, by the way. You know who else we could put in that same Flo from Progressive Insurance Forbidden Lust box is the redheaded comedian. What's her name? Is it Kathy Griffin? Kathy Griffin? I should have looked this up. Her. Because sometimes I look at her and I'm a little confused. Like, I kind of find her a little hot, but I don't know.
Podcast. Hi, are you talking about, like, forbidden lust?
I love it
are
when the Sonic...
Are women allowed to be on that list?
Yes. You know, the Sonic girls don't call in often enough on forbidden lust.
Okay.
And I don't like it when the show turns into a bunch of guys talking, yeah, that chick is so hot, she's mad hot. So I like it when the Sonic girls call in on forbidden lust as well.
What about Zach? Oh, I don't know the last name.
Galifianakis.
Yes.
Zach Galifianakis, really?
Love him, yes.
Now, is it because he's a funny guy, or do you physically find...
I think so, because he's randomly funny, and he's kind of awkward. But see, it's maybe the bushy beard, I don't know.
That's why I sometimes get jealous of women, because you are able to find attractiveness through personality. Whereas a guy, Roseanne, you know.
Then.
Pardon me?
That's disappointing if you're saying that then, that men don't find that in women. But
well, no, listen.
Cool.
No, listen. Don't get angry with me.
Oh, no, I totally agree.
It's sad. And that's one thing. Guys should look at women and we should all go, let's try and adapt a little bit of that in our lust life. Instead of just looking at the packaging, let's try and look a little bit deeper.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well said.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Zach Galifianakis, that's a good one.
Yeah.
The Gas to Go Podcast.
Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
Hey, I was watching the news the other night, and I had a forbidden lust come up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if anyone's brought this one up yet or not.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
The leader of the Wild Rose Alliance Party?
My God, you're psychic.
No, is that it?
That is bizarre. How do you do that?
Because I saw that news conference the other night, too, and I was sitting there going, I'm confused.
I'm confused, too, because... She fits the classic criteria for forbidden lust.
Yeah.
It's not a real strong lust. It's just a light one. But I find myself looking at her going, she's really not that attractive.
It's a light dusting of lust confusion is what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's she's relatively attractive, but more importantly, I think what draws you to her is... She seems powerful, and she's intelligent.
Int- intelligent power and sophistication. Maybe
and
a little.
She's very together. And I think what happens a lot of the time for guys is you see women who are really buttoned down and uptight and professional. You have this fantasy of a wild weekend where they pull that thing out of their bun and their hair. And the slow motion hair whip and the glasses come off, and that's what you're thinking, without even knowing it.
Are you a psychologist, Carter?
Is that the one that can prescribe drugs or not?
The not one.
The not one. No, then I'm not.
Oh.
It's a Sonic podcast.
I just want to know, Garner. Has driveway beer season officially begun yet?
Oh, yeah. Mark, stupid Mark, my neighbor, and I, the other day, we had the season opener.
You did?
Yeah, we... I saw him taking down his Christmas lights, and then I thought, I should go outside and take down my Christmas lights. And this was on Sunday afternoon. It was a beautiful day. And then we got out there, and stupid Mark, with his stupid beer, got in the way of me taking down my Christmas lights. So...
lights aren't even down yet.
Oh, no, they're still up, and they probably will be till Canada Day. And then at that point, I'll be like, well, we're actually closer to Christmas than we are away from Christmas, so I might as well just leave them up now.
You might as well. See, and I always like the idea that when bonfire season comes in the backyard, the lights look good anyway.
That's, you know what, Chris? You speak my language. White lights in your backyard in the summertime, that's the best thing you can do for yourself and your mojo.
For sure. Your friends come over, they can find their way to the corner of the yard where they can pee, you know, without
having to make the trek all the way into the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that always looks good in movies, doesn't it? At the end of really good romantic movies, there's always a street dance, and I don't know where these people are living, but there's always a street dance, and they always have those white lights hanging over the street.
I think people maybe look better under the light glow of the Christmas light.
Yeah. I'm getting some Christmas lights in my backyard this year. Chris, I gotta run.
Have a Garner.
Good to hear from you.
Take care.
Bye. Wow, Chris from IKEA. I haven't talked to him in ages. Nice to hear from you. Listen up, municipal leaders. Because I know you're listening. If you are trying to get the masses to move to your somewhat underwhelming small town somewhere, hang white lights over Main Street and have a street dance every night and have the realtors bring potential buyers into town just as dusk begins to settle. Fire up those lights and you will have people flocking to your underwhelming town. Trust me, people love that.
Gas to go. Sonic.
Hey, Garner.
Hello.
My cheese whiz doesn't stick to the side of the jar anymore, and I'm wondering if that's a good thing.
Let me ask you this question. Is it light cheese whiz, or is it the regular cheese whiz?
Regular.
Ooh, even the regular's not sticking. I've noticed that my wife always buys the light cheese whiz. What the hell?
Same with mine.
And it slides down the side of the jar, and it's kind of disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, in the old days, it used to stick to the side of the jar.
Yeah.
What chemical they put in that does that?
I have no idea, but
maybe I drink some of that, and my fat will fall off.
have you ever done this before? Just sat down in front of the TV, just you, your tears, a sleeve of Premium Plus saltines and a jar of Cheese Whiz.
Haven't done that in a long time, but maybe I'll try that again.
Yeah, you should. Is this okay. Gary? Is this Gary?
Yeah, two R's.
Gary with two R's. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it. Yeah. Oh, the Premium Plus saltines. I hate that word. Put that on the list of words I can't stand, but I love me the saltines. Oh, and they're one of those things where you go to the cupboard and you see that box and you pull it down and you go, okay, I'm only going to eat five of these. I'm only going to have five, but the saltine siren song is much too strong. And before you know it, you've polished off an entire sleeve. And then you start hating yourself, the guilt. You don't experience this too?
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go. Like, get the hell out of here.